Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. This podcast will be about National Geographic's TV show Mars, which is on season 2. National Geographic's Mars had a screening under the stars on Wednesday, November 7th at EPNLP in West Hollywood. The screening was followed by a reception and meet and greet with the cast, experts, and filmmakers. I got the opportunity to chat with actor Isai Morales, who plays Roland St. John, the CEO of Lucrum Industries, on the show.
Has legal counsel arrived yet? What Lucrum's trying to pull off needs to be dealt with immediately.
No, but their CEO's here.
Mind if I come in? Thank you. I apologize for not having arranged to meet sooner. I think it's a holdover from my never feeling quite welcome here at IMSF when June Song was Secretary General. I'm already more at ease with you.
What your company's trying to do by demanding water for humanitarian reasons is a gross manipulation of the Outer Space Treaty.
That should have been my first apology. The wrong impression was given. Our mining crews are a little rough around the edges. They're not exactly the science types those at Olympus Town are used to dealing with, so. And now I owe you a third apology. For a moment, I'd forgotten you have that background as well. Interesting choice, shifting from scientist to bureaucrat.
My core values are still the same, advancing the mission of IMSF.
That's why the need for infrastructure can't be overlooked.
Well, it seems Lucrum did just that. By sending employees up there without enough water?
Look, I'm not going to deny knowing that we could count on you, but that was never anything less than a quid pro quo as far as I'm concerned. I do know that since the loss of MMC support...
We're not interested in bringing Lucrum Industries into the IMSF circle.
You know, I understand that's been the mentality here, but you've taken on the mantle of Secretary General at a difficult time. Terraforming, particularly at this pace, won't show progress for quite some time, if at all. And even your award-winning scientist has yet to find anything new for years now.
What are you suggesting exactly?
That IMSF is dangerously close to becoming irrelevant on your watch. And you should ask yourself if you want a second failure as part of your legacy.
The prospects of Mars has never been more palpable. The idea once considered science fiction, but in the blink of an eye, will be there. Season 2 of National Geographic's acclaimed series Mars, dubbed impressive, inspiring, and scientifically honest by critics, returns with a 6-episode arc continuing with last season's unique hybrid format, alternating scripted and documentary sequences to predict what life will be like on the red planet, forecasted by what's happening today on Earth. Mars Season 2 starts on November 12th, 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central on National Geographic.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your character. We didn't see much of him in this episode.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit more about what he's about? How, you know?
Roland St. John represents industry, ambition, power, corporate influence. He's basically the embodiment of what I call a combination of Elon Musk, Richard Branson, and Dick Cheney.
Is that who you use for inspiration?
In a sense, Elon Musk, in the sense that he's very, he's got a brilliant mind. He's very exploratory. He's very, entrepreneurial. Richard Branson, because he's got, a flair about him. He knows how to work the media. And then Dick Cheney, because he ultimately understands power in a ruthless manner. And that's what I think, the parallels to Halliburton do not go unnoticed. These guys, they are the type that, they're alpha males.
Yeah.
Extreme alpha. And self-made, and no one's going to get in his way. And so if you lose a few lives, what are a few lives to the well-being, economic well-being of millions and perhaps billions? So he sees the world in a different way, that it's a chess game. And in order for the king and the queen to prevail, you may have to lose some pawns.
Seems like you understand this character very well.
Well, unfortunately, it's a weird kind of thing, but when I played him, I started looking at business in a different sense, and I kind of like the loving liberal, bleeding heart in me kind of was put on hold in order to not justify, but understand and and what should I say, inhabit this mindset, which is very clear. They don't have moral issues. They don't, you know, they fixed those a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's they see what they do, or my character sees what he does, as for the greater good.
So how do you humanize something like that?
Because unfortunately, there are too many humans like that already. So I don't have to humanize them. I am a human. What I have to do is somehow dehumanize myself to inhabit that kind of ethos or pathos, you know, that kind of thought process. And, you know, these guys are very competitive, and ego is a very strong driving force in them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like letting your ego go.
So what can we expect from your character coming up in the rest of the season?
Well, you're going to see him battle like he did with the Secretary General for supremacy, for control. And we're going to see if he wins or if she gets the better of him.
It seems like you're a very intelligent person. How are you enjoying this show?
Oh, I loved it. We shot it about a year ago, so it takes a while for these quality shows to get edited, processed, you know, cut together in the best possible sense. So looking at it, it's almost like a yearbook. You know, it's like memories now. So sometimes it gets a little difficult to go back into that mindset to explain your character, as opposed to when you're right then and there.
Yeah.
But seeing it tonight, I mean, I had my issues. I would have preferred, certain takes a certain way. But, you know, it takes me about 3 times to see my own work before I can get over it and just let it go.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
As always, listen to more here on audioboom.com/dysfunctional. Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on Snapchat.